You are now listening to an all-new episode of Bubble Bath Stories with your hosts, Nikki Trends and Manny Oso.
What are you doing?
Oh, these little things? I don't know if you noticed, but that means that I went to SNL.
Show the people.
This is what it looked like.
Yeah.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, guys?
You are listening to your favorite 15-minute podcast, Bubble Bath Stories. I am Nikki Trent.
I'm Manny Oso.
And
so we...
Yeah.
All right, so Nikki went to SNL this weekend.
If you couldn't tell, this is what this band says.
If you caught it, Bad Bunny hosted and performed this weekend. Awesome, right? Like, I got a chance to check it out. It was pretty funny. You got a chance to actually be there for...
Yes.
So, what happened? How did you get tickets, first of all?
First...
We're going to go give you guys the whole rundown of an SNL experience.
First, before the trolls attack us.
Yeah.
No, Manny was not with me.
No, I didn't get to go.
He was gracious. My good friend of the show, Danielle, went with me. And so don't come for me, okay? Just saying. What a fucking experience.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody who's ever lived in New York or even anywhere in the country has always wanted to go to SNL. It's like the hardest ticket to get.
It's like one of those things when people come to New York, it's always on their list of things.
Yeah. And it's like not easy at all. It's like a whole lottery.
Ain't that the funny thing? People always think like, oh, can I just get tickets to SNL? Oh, can you just get tickets to SNL?
Yes. And then people buy tickets. It's like, no, you literally have to be... Sucking some dude.
Yeah. Dude, sucking some dude.
Yeah, exactly. But it was such a great experience. Everybody was so friendly.
Yeah.
First of all, let me shout out my coworker Benson and his wife Beth, who work. Beth works on the show.
Oh, okay, nice.
So
yeah, someone was sucking some dude.
no, that's terrible. No, so anyway, I was minding my business at work one day, and my office mate told me to check Twitter, and boom, there it was. It was like the writer's strike was over, SNL was coming back. Boom, Bad Bunny, guest and musical. And I was like, I need to be there.
It was pretty surprising to hear that too.
Yes, I was like, I need to be there. I miss Cardi and Megan and VMA. Like, I need this. I need this win. And so I don't know if anybody has ever felt this way, where you know somebody who has a hookup and you're like, oh shit,
do I ask?
I don't know, like, this is weird or whatever. But my office mate was like, fuck, like, what's the worst that happens? I was like, you're right, YOLO. And so, like, I hit him with a couple messages or whatever, and he was like, let me see what I can do. And I was just like, dear Sky Daddy, please, thank you, amen. And he like came through. My coworker came through. His wife came through. It was just like, I couldn't believe it. I was in shock. Like, I cannot believe that I was gonna get to experience this, but also to see Bad Bunny on SNL.
Yeah.
Not at a concert, not at a club. In the most intimate way possible. Just so you know, it's not super big.
Like the set?
Everything is built in, like, right in front of you.
Okay. So they do it right there, everything.
Everything. And so it's not as big as you may think it is. Okay. So to see, I was just like, what the fuck is my life? After having the most stressful, chaotic fever dream of a week, this was, like, the weirdest, greatest way to, like, end it.
Yeah.
That's like the only way I can. I don't know how I'm gonna live Saturday nights anymore. Okay?
How close did you guys sit?
So shout out to Beth again, because she got us floor seats.
Wow.
So let me just like tell you guys.
You saw Bad Bunny floor seats.
Like I smelled him.
Damn.
And I was like, I didn't know color.
I didn't know you were sitting that close.
Okay, so this is what happens, right? You're in a holding area it's, you know, you're in this holding area, you're sitting for a while, you get on a line, you show a bunch of IDs, all this shit, you go to a lounge back area. It's mad cute. Feels very industry, yeah, like something you would see on a TV show to replicate what the music biz is like. That's what it was like. And it's all this stuff of SNL characters and, you know, scenes and pictures. Free drinks.
Yeah.
My fave. And then there was like this really cute photo booth. So we're, me and Daniel are online to get the photo booth. I'm like, I need a picture.
And it's not like a line, like a huge line, because there's not a lot of people there.
Right. But like still long enough that they called us and we didn't get a picture. But I was like, I want to take a picture. I was like, all right, forget it. So, you know, right in the line or whatever. And then we're finally where the stage area is.
Yeah.
And the guy's like, here's a couple rolls. I also got some really good news. So we're like, what's the good news? We are just excited. Gives us the rolls and goes, if you guys are on this line, it obviously means that you will be sitting on the floor. Me and TBL, like, we were like, huh? What did he just say? And then I was like, what? I have to use the bathroom.
He has to use the bathroom in the worst times.
No, but it was the only chance we had. Like, so just, we also went to the rehearsal. It wasn't the actual live show, but let me tell you, it didn't matter. The rehearsal was just like so much better than what actually played on TV, if I'm being honest.
You, I imagine you see them a little more genuine in the rehearsal too.
Yes.
Because it's their last chance to like goof off about it.
I mean, the rehearsal audience basically determines the live show.
Yeah, like we got to tweak it this way or that way.
Right.
Like you saw the real jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, but like,
because I remember Danielle. She mentioned that they changed the wig on one of the skits.
Yes.
The first one didn't work.
No.
It was playing the auntie, right?
And I will tell you why. No, this is when they're doing the novella.
For
Latina.
Where you're like,
for Latina Jenkins.
Yeah.
Or Jefferson.
Tuna one, a hen, a whip, a tuna kill. What am I saying? I don't know. You added things to it.
So, like, I forgot what I was going to say, actually.
About the wig?
Yeah. So, the wig actually was really, like, long and chaotic. And so, in that scene, they're doing a lot of slapping. He was just getting hair all over his face. But that's a little behind the scenes. Anyway, it was like, so they're telling us we can sit on the ground. And it was so crazy because we weren't sitting in the back. We were probably, it was like one, two rows. But me and Danielle were like on the outside. So it was like, there was a set here. We were like this close to where they do the opening monologues. We couldn't really, we weren't like right in front where he performs. But we could still see it.
Yeah.
And then, you know, there was a bunch of other sides over here where they were doing scenes and stuff like that. But most of the good scenes that I'm pretty sure made the live show all happened on, like, this area.
Yeah.
Also, like, he would have to walk here. And I was like, I... it was for hurricane bananas.
Nice.
It was, I can't even.
I bet, no, when you get to see something like that, it's just, it's a once in a lifetime thing, you know? Definitely once in a lifetime thing.
Really, I mean, you could tell, first of all, who was there for Bad Bunny? All the Latin ladies dressed in all black. Like,
yeah.
Very, you could point us all out in a lineup. Then you could tell the people who were just there because they got the lottery and
they're
to choose.
Yeah, they're like, I'm just coming to SNL.
Yeah, and then you know the people who got hookups and stuff like that. But it was just like, as soon as he entered,
yeah,
you just got, like, nobody wanted to shut up. It was just like, it was like roaring. Like, just, it was like, the look on his face was like so fucking.
What was the entering like procedure? Because like people out there, like we said, they always wonder like, oh, I want to go to SNL. So what, go to SNL. Like, what's all the rigorous things you had to do to walk through there?
I mean,
because you said, oh, they had to check like multiple IDs.
Yeah, it's just you have to. It's worse than it's more secure than TSA. Actually, you are constantly showing your ID, constantly showing your confirmation. You are not like basically you can't make eye contact with anybody. Don't fucking even think about taking your phone out
because you were texting me at some point. I was curious about that. I was like, "How are you texting me?"
Well, only because it was the end. But yeah, because I was not trying to get caught. And that was on my watch. Like, they were like, if we see you with your phone out, even to check the time, you are gone.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So, no phone.
I was not playing. Jeez. Okay. The seats are really cute. They swivel. Mm. You're doing a lot of this.
Oh.
So, that was fun. But, yeah, it was, everybody was just really nice. You know, like, sometimes you can tell when people are, like, over their job.
Yeah.
These pages were just really nice and friendly. And all I kept thinking about was, how long have they been here today?
Yeah.
And when are they? They're not wrapping probably until like 1 a.m.
These people really love their job.
And like, we're here just like on a Saturday.
Yeah, right.
Super excited.
Yeah.
What the hell is that? Sorry, guys.
Sorry.
We're just like super excited. And then they were just like so sweet, and I really appreciated that. That's really cool. Appreciated how nice, even the crew people, like people who you would expect would be so fucking cranky.
So they're just like, Ken, no, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
Folks, sway.
Exactly. I
sway, like, folks.
I was like, am I on 30? Yes, but it was, everyone was really nice.
That's cool. No, let's talk a little bit about the episode.
Yes, because
it was a really funny one.
It was a great episode.
Let me ask you, what was your favorite skit of
the night? The Tia?
I was so surprised to see Daddy Pascal come out.
Okay, can I tell you the craziest shit that happened?
What?
So, Bad Bunny comes out. I already knew that Pedro was there.
Yeah. Oh, you did?
Yes, because Pedro came out. They rehearsed.
Oh,
and
okay.
So I was like laughing. And I turned to Danielle. I was like, yo, you know what would be mad funny? If they did that mom skit, but Bad Bunny was her other son. And what if, in my mind, I'm like, and if Kendall's here, Kendall plays the girlfriend. And then Kiki, and I'm like, that would be so fucking funny. And I might be a little more okay with them dating if she could make fun of herself. But anyway, that's not what happened. So as soon as I saw the kid who's like telling, like he's doing his whole shit.
Okay, now
I was like,
not here.
I turned to them, y'all was like, oh my God. That was my favorite skit.
That skit was hilarious.
I mean, everything about it. The matching glasses with the outfit.
So yeah, you guys gotta check it out. But it's basically a continuation of the Paige Pascal skit.
And the cookies, everything. You have to watch.
The thing that I found was funny, the hilarious thing was at the end where she's like, "Oh, I don't wanna have any white grandchildren." And this, what does he say? He says, "Todo el mundo le va a decir Tyler y Hailey Gonzalez."
Yeah,
and then he's like, when he got diagnosed with depression, what?
He tried to get diagnosed when he was younger, and I said, stop it.
He's already had nothing in that depression. He just likes the dark.
Which is, okay, so the kid who's in that.
Yeah.
I have to imagine that he wrote 80% of the skits. I'm imagining. I don't know why. But he is funny. That kid is funny and such an asset to the show.
You gotta think, though, there's gotta be an aspect of that where Bad Bunny had to know they're kind of talking about.
Hello, he's Puerto Rican from Puerto Rico. Like, he probably experienced it in real life. Dude, and was like, yes, this is
my whole thought process was he was watching them do the jokes and he was just sitting there thinking, like, there was a second where he was just watching them do the jokes. He had a serious look on his face, like, I am so glad I'm famous. they have to accept it.
Yeah, I mean, that definitely was my
favorite. That one hit home, I bet.
Yeah.
He's going to talk about it later.
Yeah.
I really love the Shrek scene. The one where he just walks in like, hey, I'm Shrek. Okay, so do you want to do a skit about Shrek? Yeah, sure. Whatever. Or a movie. You want to do a movie about Shrek?
You know what was funny? He was acting acting like a fucking child.
Yeah.
You know when you sometimes when you talk to some kids, you're like, like they can't make up their mind. It's like, I don't know, whatever. Okay. And then it just like, yeah. They start liking. There was a point that I was like, this script is interesting.
Yeah. It was almost like they told him, be yourself. Like, here's the concept. Yeah. Be yourself about it.
But then he was like, I don't want to do that.
Like, give me a script.
No, I don't want to do that.
He was a lot like that in the Sister Act one, where you know, in the middle, where he's like, whoever's doing it, you sexy motherfucker.
He did so good with the English, but I have to be biased and say the Spanish kids were just so funny because they had such culturally referenced things in it that you're like, yeah, it's funny because it's true.
My daughter's getting married.
Yeah, like that was cute. That wasn't my favorite.
It wasn't my favorite, but it reminded me, like, I really do feel like they did a lot of like, we gotta do the whole like Spanish people thing, you know?
Yeah, I mean, how could you
in situations?
Yeah, like, but how could you not, right?
What did you think of the whole cast having the like amazing Spanish capabilities? Who surprised you the most?
You fucking know who surprised you.
Mikey Day?
Mr. fucking himself, Mikey Day. So there's a skit where they're doing some medieval shit.
Yeah.
And Fred Armistead is there, which, by the way, yes, we were shocked at first. We found out a couple years
ago. I didn't know Fred Armistead was
that he is Latin American.
Venezuelan, I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, two of his shows are in Spanish.
Yeah.
Like, he is Poppy Fred, for real. But Mikey Dick, on the other hand, was just below. What? I was expecting for his life to be in English. I'm not going to lie to you. He was cutting out. I was like, I'm ashamed of myself.
Yeah, now they...
I'm ashamed of myself.
To give a little spotlight to some of the other guys, that Subway skit where they're trying to be serious and all this shit's going on in the background, I had to pause it, go out to the lobby at work and be like, you guys need to watch this. Stop everything you're doing right now. Y'all need to watch this skit right now.
So relevant.
Yo, most relevant thing about living in New York, you cannot go through a Subway and have a normal day.
You just can't. And the part where they're rat. Okay.
You were the rabbit.
Okay. So we're sitting in our seats. When those skits come on, we watch them on a TV. That gives them time to set up for the bigger sets, right?
Yeah.
I'm just so into what is happening that when the rat pops out, I like jumped in my seat.
Yeah.
Again, this was on a television. Nowhere near. Nothing was popping up or anything. I was just so like into it that I got and my leg like jumped up. It was the funniest shit.
I think after, because at the job that I have, Keenan Thomas actually frequents. He's a client of ours, and he's always such a relaxed person in general.
Yeah.
To see him on skits nowadays, it feels like he's just having the best time. Like. Absolutely zero pressure.
Yes. I agree.
He just like walks around like he's in charge, right?
I agree.
Yeah, I love it.
But like,
because his part on that Subway skit where he's just like, hello, sir, may I show you something? Automatically, I'm like, oh my God, it's done. The whole skit's done.
did the serial killer one come up about the Facebook market?
I don't think it did.
Okay, so
there were some y'all saw that didn't. Yeah,
so there was this skit about like a Facebook marketing and the seller goes to the buyer and then he comes to the house. It turns out he's a serial killer. And so like Bad Buddy plays a task rabbit person.
Really?
But he's like in cahoots with the guy. And so he's in the back and goes, I just want to kill them, and then you know, like the people leave or whatever. But yeah. And then Pedro Pascal plays a cop, and he's coming to check on the scene.
Oh,
and
this definitely didn't make it to the show.
Everybody kept laughing. Like Pedro Pascal is the worst, by the way. Like he came in, And one of, I think it was like Bowen said one thing or made eye contact and he just started laughing.
Yeah.
I was like, that's I love that he did that.
I, for one, was a fan of the show. I need to know, though. You guys got to check out the episode. Let us know what you think about it.
And what was your favorite thing? I mean, I will say this. I kudos to the people who worked there. Yes. Like, first and foremost, Bad Bunny did a great job. Great. But, like, the cast members that are there that mm-hmm. we see on TV, they're cool as fuck and yeah. they deserve all the respect because like to get up and do what they do yes. and like some of the skits were not funny, we were not like no attention to them and they were still working through it to make try and make it funny, like so fucking great. To the people behind the scenes, I mean it was so, they're literally building sets this far from us in seconds.
It takes a million hands to
oh my God,
put, so put a show like that together.
We saw Lorne Michaels, by the way.
Oh, you saw him?
Yeah.
Nice. And I hope like, he was there.
Danielle's like, he looks really familiar. And I was like, damn, he does look familiar. And he was, before we skid, he's like shaking hands with like all the actors and mm-hmm. stuff like that. And that was really cool. But like, all those people... It's just dope. Those people deserve all the recognition. All yeah. the people behind the camera who are working seamlessly like
definitely,
that.
Definitely.
Who still look like they fucking enjoy doing their jobs after 49 seasons.
Shout out to production staff, definitely. Exactly. You guys put a show that, you know, y'all deserve appreciation.
Yeah. So deserve.
Yeah. Let us know, though. Like, have you been to an SNL show? Have you really tried to be at one?
Who are you trying to see
at? Who would you love to have been at the audience for in the past?
What was your favorite Benito skit?
Yeah, definitely. And also, you know, have you had to do the whole meet the aunt and the mom at the same time thing? You know, it's a pretty tough situation to be in.
We're going to retweet. I am sure that's making its round on TikTok for real. So we'll find it and we'll show it on us. Anyway, guys, if you guys want to know what we're up to, you can find us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Instagram, TikTok,
YouTube,
Facebook,
if you use it, I die.
Bubble Bath
Stories.
You can find me at Got No Time For This.
And you can find me at Nikki Trends on Instagram. I got Benito brain. I'm sorry, guys.
What's our phone number?
Oh, cool. So if you guys want to get official merch, go to bubblebathstories.co, as you can see. And if you want to just like leave us a message, a complaint, a compliment, anything,
yeah,
you can hit us up on our telephone line. We'll just put it on the screen. And what else do we usually do? That's pretty much it. We just tell you guys to have a, like an amazing life, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.